Youth in trouble may have a harder time finding where to go.
This is one of those challenges that even though there's a little extra in the budget, it's all going to increases in public ed, increases in higher ed, and incarceration or incarceration prevention like this, there's just not a lot of love for kids in trouble.
That's Representative Eric Hutchings of Kearns, co-chair of the Executive Offices and Criminal Justice Appropriations Subcommittee. He says the state is $2.5 million short of keeping several juvenile justice centers open.
You've actually got three facilities that are being considered. One is the Weber Detention Center, another one is in Blanding, and the third one is in Cedar City.
Hutchings says if the funding isn't quickly found, one or more of those facilities could close or go to part-time. The cuts will also affect eight other facilities across the state that would have to shorten their hours and lay off a total of 40 employees. Representative Lee Perry of Box Elder County has been pushing for the funding all session. As a Utah Highway Patrol lieutenant, he says the state needs to make correctional facilities a priority.
I can't just turn juveniles that may have committed offenses out on the street and just say, well, don't do it again and let them go. I've got to have somewhere to take them, and I can't commit officers to 2- and 3-hour drives to go take them somewhere. I really need to have them as close as locally as possible, and that's why I'm going to continue to push to try and get those funded.
When asked about the issue, Senate President Michael Wadups says he does not expect more funding to be allocated before the session ends.
But it's not getting all the way funded.
It has not been yet. I don't anticipate it probably will be.
Many of the centers serve as more than just lockup facilities, also offering counseling and other services for youth in need. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.